why I love living in a small town. Well, here's one of our police reports. A deputy responded to the report of a vehicle stopping at mailboxes. It was the mailman.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our email of the day comes from Randall, who says, I love your segment, The Good Report, that features news that makes me smile. I don't have a whole lot to smile about these days. 30 seconds of the news raises my blood pressure to dangerous levels. Laugh Again is higher than ever on my list of priorities each day. Thank you. Well, thank you, Randall. You're not alone. I'm often preaching to myself, by the way, when I'm on the radio. And like you, I could use a good laugh today. So, we present our sixth installment of The Good Report. We start with a newspaper headline that really sizzles. Police solve case of the missing bacon. A Grand Rapids, Michigan resident informed police that someone had entered his home during the night and taken 5 pounds of bacon from the refrigerator. Imagine his alarm! I'd be singing, Don't Go Bacon, My Heart. Upon further investigation, however, police discovered the man's wife had gotten up for a late-night snack, but was afraid to admit it. I'm not surprised. Honey, you remember that 5 pounds of bacon? I needed a snack. No word on why he didn't smell the bacon baking, but thankfully the hamburglar was apprehended. In small-town news, a caller reported to police that someone was on the front porch of a residence in Bank Street yelling, Help! Officers responded quickly and learned that a cat was up a tree. The cat's name? Help! Well, it's true. I'm not kidding you. Here's another. At 8:29 p.m., police received a call from a woman who said she smelled something funny in her room last night. She believed that it might be her husband. I am not making this stuff up, honest. Meanwhile, in Oregon, well, let me quote from the police report. Suspicious people were reportedly doing something with flashlights by the side of North 5th Street in Custer. A deputy checked and found the people were not suspicious, just, quote, merely Canadian. Ah, those Canadians, eh? Witnesses in Tulsa, Oklahoma called 911 when they saw a body float by in the Arkansas River. Police, fire, and EMS crews intercepted the body, which then woke up. The unnamed man was napping while lying in the shallow water. Please, said someone from the fire department, find alternate ways to stay cool. One bystander said it looked like the man had come back from the dead. Well, Paul's letter to the Ephesians says that though we were spiritually dead, God made us alive together with Christ. Too often, deadness characterizes our lives. We're floating along praying, if I should die before I wake, when we should pray, help me wake before I die. I sometimes ask people how long they have lived. They'll say, 18 years, 25 years. I say, no, that's how long you've been breathing in and out. How many years have you truly lived, awake to the wonders around you, the joys of life, the hurts of others? In John 10, Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. The full life Jesus promises isn't one crammed full of the stuff of earth, but a heart, mind, and soul alive, overflowing with gratitude to the Good Shepherd who gave his life for us. The good news of the gospel is not just about getting into heaven when we die. It's about being alive right here, right now. Chris Rice sings, Every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most of the time every minute you're living. May we live with gratitude, grace, and generosity today.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.